Nolte, cross-dressing Dem Congressman McBride attacks GOP as weird and bizarre. By John Nolte on March 13, 2025. Representative Sarah McBride, Dita, a guy who looks so bad in a wig and dress Corporal Klinger would wince, is attacking Republicans as weird and bizarre. That's right, a guy who runs around in high heels and calls himself Sarah thinks you and I are creepy. Look at this. It's like something out of an 80s sitcom. I appear to live rent-free in the minds of some of my Republican colleagues, said Sarah. I wish that they would spend even a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me. Thinking about how to lower the costs on American families. Figuring out how to actually make government work better. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird, and it is bizarre. This silly brouhaha erupted Tuesday after Representative Keith Self, RTX, accurately, and heroically, referred to Sarah as Mr. McBride. Here is a video of that moment, and it is hilarious. All Rep. Self did was follow the science. That was his only sin. Hey, if Sarah wants to run around looking like a homely human resources manager, it's a free country. But no one is required to play along with his delusion. You know, if Sarah is so worried about the high cost of living for American families, he might save a little money for his own family by giving up wigs and nylons. How much makeup does it take to cover up that 5 o'clock shadow? That can't be cheap. Correctly identifying an ugly guy in a dress as Mr. doesn't mean that the ugly guy in the dress lives rent-free in your head. All it means is you respect things like biology and reality. All it means is that you won't be bullied in CNN's Room 101 to not only say but come to believe that 2 plus 2 equals 5. All it means is that you believe in truth and accuracy and have some respect for women. And not fetishists who run around pretending that all it takes to be a woman is lace panties and a wig. Sarah doesn't live rent-free in my head, but I'll admit that every time he's in the news, I picture him in the congressional ladies' room with his skirt hiked over his belt taking a piss in the sink. You want to cross-dress and go about your business? You and I got no problems. But if you want to cross-dress and use that fetish to emotionally blackmail and manipulate others to speak and think what they know are lies, I'll ridicule you all day long. And if you want to take it outside and whack me with your purse, that's okay too. Arrogant Freak. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.